And I don't mind admitting that track was stolen from the previous track I played, which was from Bachman Turner Overdrive, called Flat Broke Love. And yeah, I know it's influence, and yeah, basically same tempo, same key, same bass line, but very different lyrics, And I think that's okay for people like me who kind of sit at home and, you know, dabble and play with songs. It's what we do, and we enjoy what we do, and we're creative that way, I would think. And I'm kind of thinking about the same about grok right now. I've just started using grok. And sure, you can mess about with it and do all kinds of stuff. But I've been working on a different project about the pig war here in, happened at the San Juan Islands here in Vancouver, the Greater Vancouver, now in Washington State. And I've been working on this project for about 10 years. And I'm trying to get a 2-minute promotional video. And I was befuddled on how to make that happen. And then I did it in a day using grok. And so it bypasses a whole bunch of hurt, shall we say, and logistical issues for somebody like me who doesn't have any resources other than grok itself. So there is some pluses to AI for sure. All right, let's get on with the music. This is a classic 1977 track. I don't think it really needs any explanation, because if you're in the know, you know who it is.
feel the pulse beneath our feet. Respect the ancient wisdom sweet. Blessed to run on this land.
That one goes out to my friend Doug, who's in the 10th floor of Providence Wing of St. Paul's Hospital, recovering from some major surgery. I went to visit him the other day, and he was listening to Led Zeppelin 3. So that's one for him, out on the tiles. Hopefully Doug will be out on the tiles soon. Classic Zeppelin from 1970. He also heard from my good friend Chris Picton in a title track from his album, his brand new album, Run on This Land. You heard the title track. And then you heard UFO, Lights Out, the title track from their 1977 album. We got one more track from Chris coming up in a bit. But, yeah, we're going to go and have a listen to my friend David Stone. And, yeah, we got Rainbow next. And classic from Long Live Rock and Roll. Now, if you don't know, David Stone now lives in Vancouver and is a Facebook friend with many musicians in Vancouver, including me. And he's always talking about his short time with Rainbow and playing this particular intro. Let's have a listen. This is Gates of Babylon.
We'll be right back. DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog.
Mr. Paul Weller, Peacock Suit, from his album Heavy Soul 1997, and Peacock Suit. Yeah, sounding a bit more like the Jam on that one. I really like that kind of heavy soul vibe that he does have, and I did have, I should say. I'm not sure what he's up to these days. Peacock Suit, Rainbows, Gates of Babylon, Long Live Rock and Roll, classic 1978, Led Zeppelin, Out on the Tiles, good dedication to my good friend Doug, who's in hospital still, and probably will be for a while. We're going to wrap things up with one more track from my good friend Chris, and I've been chatting with him, and he's given me all kinds of tips and inspirations. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'll be away for an inordinate amount of time. I don't know when I'll be back. I will be back, though, probably in May. But I'm going to leave you in the hands of Mr. Chris Bickton and a track from him, from his album, Run on This Land. This is a track called Colors. Adios, sayonara, hasta pronto, and we'll see you later.
Maybe it's in my head.
Been listening to DJ Ian on the houseofprog.com and his radio show Transatlantic Express. Tune in every Friday, 12 noon Pacific, 8 p.m. UK. And if you're in Vancouver, you can check out the show on CJSF 90.1 FM every Tuesday, 10 p.m. Until then, have a great week, and we'll see you next time.
Diverse, independent, yours. You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
Welcome to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the